Classic Hits Sports Presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Pleasanton able to get the ball into the front court. Here's another three. Zwiener up and in. Mariah Zwiener doesn't take long to shoot it, but it was nothing but net.
Tonight, the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament wraps up with the Bulldogs battling the Litchfield Trojans. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Quickly up the floor with it, the Bulldogs get it in the left-hand corner. Caleb Pritchard finds an open eight-footer. It's dancing on the rim and goes home. Caleb Pritchard with 5 points, 14-13 Pleasanton.
Tonight's girls game features two squads looking for their first win, which could make a great Christmas gift. The boys game is just the opposite, as unbeaten Litchfield faces a Pleasanton team whose only loss is to D1 number one Overton. It's the Trojans and the Bulldogs coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Pleasanton for Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of high school basketball. And tonight, it's our final game before Christmas, the boys' championship of the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament, featuring the host Pleasanton Bulldogs and their neighbors just down the road, the Litchfield Trojans. The Trojans come in unbeaten at 6-0, but have only beaten Pleasanton once in the last 20 years. The Bulldogs come in with a record of 5-1. Their only loss is to D1 top-ranked Overton. Should be quite the battle here tonight. Earlier in the consolation game, Pleasanton girls beat Litchfield 47-37. The Arapahoe girls beat Bertrand in the championship. The Arapahoe and Bertrand boys are across the street in the old gym getting ready to play the boys' consolation game. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and, as always, the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Don't forget Axtell and Elm Creek are playing on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic had just an 8-point lead heading into the fourth quarter of that girls' game. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for our boys' contest. And our starting lineup is brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is simply better. First off, for the Trojans of Litchfield, number 14 is a 5'8 junior, Danny Woolery. Number 20, a 6-foot sophomore, Tyson Howard. Number 32, a 6'3 junior, Caleb Secutera. Number 34, a 6-foot sophomore, Sam Reynolds. And a big fella in the middle, number 54, 6'6 senior, Adam Kuchera. Head coach of the Litchfield Trojans is Dan Bowling, assisted by James Hayde, unbeaten at 6-0. For Pleasanton, number 12 is a 5'6 junior, Austin Pates. Number 14 is a 6'1 senior, Cole Pritchard. Number 20, a 5'10 junior, Caleb Pritchard. Number 22 is a 5'9 junior, Colin Janicek. And number 44 is a 6'1 senior, Garrett Reese. Head coach of the Bulldogs, Bill Giffen, assisted by John Klosterman and Tyler Tarkington. Pleasanton is 5-1 on the season, and that's the starting lineup. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, and the opening tip is next.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, the storyline, of course, tonight that you're going to want to watch is Garrett Reese taking on Adam Kuchera. Both have had good starts to their season in the middle, doing a lot of good things. So Kuchera and Reese will jump center and a much bigger height advantage, but Kuchera does not win the jump. The ball will go to the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Litchfield comes out and plays man-to-man defense here. It's going to be Pleasanton trying to push the pace. Litchfield will try and slow it down a little bit. Pleasanton likes to shoot the three. They get it on Reese, covered by Kuchera, out top, three-pointer on the way and in. Caleb Pritchard starts the basketball game by hitting a three-pointer, and 3-0 Pleasanton. They'll put on full-course pressure. This is where Pleasanton thinks they can get a little work done on Litchfield, and a foul going to be called on Austin Pates. Pates with a reach-in foul near midcourt, and so Litchfield, who's had some success here under Coach Dan Bowling, who has turned things around, a lot of Ravenna connection here. Coach Bowling, Coach Hay of Litchfield both went there. Of course, John Klosterman, who's on the Pleasanton bench from Ravenna, so bringing a lot of their knowledge from Coach Baronic over here and helping out as Litchfield will drive the first shot of the ball game off the mark, but Kuchera gets the rebound, and he's fouled hard. His arm was really grabbed, and Adam's just a big fella. Good, solid frame on this senior. 6'6 senior, and the foul will be on Colin Janicek. And two free throws coming up for Adam Kuchera, who might have to get used to living at that free throw line here tonight. Let's see how he can negotiate the 15-foot shot, and he hits the first one. So Litchfield's first point of the basketball game is from the free throw line. And the second free throw is right through there as well. So it's 3-2. Pleasanton with a one-point lead here in the opening minute of this boys' championship game on KKBR.com and Classic Hits 98.9. Pates crossover dribble, swings it over to Janicek, back out to Pritchard, down to the low post. Reese gets his first look, and Kuchera just stood there, blocked the shot, and took it away. Adam Kuchera didn't even have to leave his feet. That can't be a good feeling for Garrett Reese, who has not seen a big boy like that, and the ball's going to be taken away on the pressure. Here comes Janicek. He's fouled on the shot. He'll get two free throws. Colin Janicek gets the steal and will try and capitalize with two free throws of his own. Couple of guys sandwiched in there on the foul, and it's going to be Danny Woolery called for the first Litchfield foul. And the free throw by Janicek is going to be right in there. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Litchfield, Pleasanton. Classic Hits 98.9, Axtell and Kearney Catholic are on ESPN 1460 tonight. Free throw is up, and it is good by Janicek, so he hits them both. 5-2 now, the lead back up to 3 here for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And across the timeline, here they come. With it on the right wing, Trojans have it. Holding the ball, trying to lob it into Kuchera. He makes a good catch on Reese, and an offensive foul. Kuchera lowered his shoulder, didn't need to do it. Reese hits the ground hard, and he'll get up. So Adam Kuchera with the offensive foul. And the ball comes back over to Pleasanton. I'll tell you what, that was not a flop. Reese got up, scratched the back of his head after hitting the floor. Here's Janicek trying to go one-on-one off the dribble. Dishes it off of the baseline to Reese. Back up top, Pritchard for three more, and three more in the bank for Caleb Pritchard. He's 2-2 beyond the arc, and Pleasanton takes the early six-point lead. 8-2, 6:10 to go here in the first quarter. If Pleasanton hits the threes, it's going to be very tough for Litchfield to keep up with them here tonight. Handling the ball is Tyson Howard. Gives it off and takes it back on the left side of the key. Sophomore goes to the baseline, throws up a wild one-hander, no good. And the rebound brought down by Cole Pritchard. You're already starting to see maybe a little bit of what's hurt Litchfield from time to time. If they take away Kuchera, can the rest of the team do it? And Janicek rains down a three. And it is 11-2, and a timeout going to be called here by Litchfield. This is one of those where Dan Bowling's just going to say, you know what? Settle down, guys. We're going to be okay. They can't hit them all night. 30-second timeout on the floor. 5:42 to go. First quarter, Pleasanton 11, Litchfield 2. We'll be right back.
Five Points Bank, the better bank, offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure Five Points Bank's high standards of quality are met. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
And we're back here on Classic Hits 98.9. Out of the Litchfield timeout, Pleasanton going to put on a little 1-3-1 full court trap here. Litchfield trying to get it done with their guard, Sam Reynolds. Still in the backcourt, will come across the timeline right side, stop there, has it stripped and taken away by Pate. Second Litchfield turnover, and the guards heavy favorites right now for the Bulldogs playing in this first 2.5 minutes. Here's Pritchard handing off in the corner to Reese. Nothing he can do. Gives it back to Pritchard. 18-footer is too strong. Running down the loose ball is going to be Cole Pritchard. Off the Caleb miss, and they'll reset it. 11-2, Pleasanton Janicek. Crossover dribble to the baseline. Fadeaway jumper from 9. No good. Another offensive rebound. Pritchard won't go for Cole. And Adam Kuchera has his second rebound. Litchfield looking for their first field goal of the game. Kuchera down low. Spin move. Kicks it out to the free throw line. 15-footer is short by Secutera. Rebound. Howard puts it up. It's short. And the rebound brought down by Garrett Reese. Pleasanton wants to run. Janicek into the paint. Kicks it out on the wing. Another three. Pace fires and hits. 4 for 4 from beyond the arc for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And it is 14-2. A 12-point lead. And breaking the pressure is Howard. Gets to the corner right side. Kicks it back out. They don't even look at the three. Looking inside for Kuchera. He is basically double-teamed. So coming down the lane and just getting clocked is going to be number 34, Sam Reynolds. I think Reese came off that a little late. Tried to roll off that screen, and he's going to recall for his first foul. Well, don't think for a moment that Pleasanton doesn't know what's going on here tonight as Reynolds' free throw is no good. When people start talking about, wow, we haven't beat this team but once in 20 years, Pleasanton's thinking it ain't going to happen tonight either. And Litchfield's got one of their better teams. Well, that perks Pleasanton up a little bit. And they're raring to go with the threes. Reynolds' second free throw in and out, no good. And the ball is slapped around by Janicek, who just came in. It ends up in the hands of Caleb Secutera. And Caleb will be fouled. Foul will be called on Janicek. And into the ball game now for Litchfield is Michael Heapy, a 6-foot junior. Janicek came in, and so did Derek Toles, who played very well in the second half last night against Arapahoe for the Bulldogs, and he knocks the ball away. Can he get the clean steal? Oh, we've got a battle in the backcourt. What's the call going to be? I'm not sure we know what it's going to be, as it's run down by Nat Schrock, who has come in, just a freshman, but a foul on the Bulldogs, and it's going to be on Toles. Nearly could have been a jump ball there, but the foul on Toles, and Litchfield will throw it into the backcourt to Danny Woolery. Litchfield having trouble with the pressure. They'll throw over the top of it. They get it to Schrock. Schrock attacks right side, lays it up, and scores. And the freshman will have the first field goal of the ball game here for the Litchfield Trojans. 14-4, Pleasanton by 10. Into the front court. Pleasanton over to the left wing. Fires a three-pointer up and in. 3 for 3 for Caleb Pritchard. 5 threes in the first quarter. 17-4, Pleasanton playing outside. Litchfield wants to play inside. And it's all Pleasanton right now. Howard for three. It sticks on the rim, and a shove-off trying to get the rebound called on Pleasanton. Foul is going to be called on Caleb Pritchard. His first. It is the sixth team foul already on the Pleasanton Bulldogs. So they want to be careful here. One way to get back in his ball game is to allow Litchfield to shoot a lot of free throws. Reese is going to check out. And it will be Litchfield to throw it in, an unusual inbounds play. Everybody's out around half court. They break and give it to Howard. Now into the paint, turnaround jumper up and in by Caleb Secutera. Hits the 12-footer. 17-6 Pleasanton. They hustle the ball up the floor. Pritchard fakes the three. Caleb gives it to Cole. Cole back up to Caleb. Right side pace, open three, and they finally miss one. And the rebound, not controlled by anybody. Out of bounds it goes. Off of Litchfield. Good hustle that time by Tyson Howard, but just ran out of real estate. A lot of game left. Litchfield just got to settle down. As we said, realize that Pleasanton's not going to make every three. And if they do, they're going to win. Doesn't matter who they play. Pick and roll down low. Pritchard to Pritchard. And the layup this time. Cole. Caleb on the assist. 19-6. A 13-point lead here by Pleasanton in the first quarter. 3 minutes to go, and now the pressure forces another Litchfield turnover. Toles has it, and as he tries to give it back, Pleasanton will be called for their first turnover. When it comes to D2 basketball, this is pretty intense right here. Both teams really want this one. Rivals less than 15 miles away. Litchfield breaks the press for once. Throw up a off-balance shot. That's kind of a wild one there from Woolery, and the rebound brought down by Casey Janicek. You can tell Litchfield's flustered right now as coming down the baseline as Pritchard gives it to Toles. He tries a circus shot. It's no good. The up and under is rebounded by Caleb Secutera. Over to Tyson Howard. Howard, outstanding athlete for the Trojans. Swings it over to Heapy. Left side, Schrock back to Heapy. Free throw line jumper. think Pleasanton got a hand on it. It comes hard off the glass, and Austin Pates will grab the rebound. Long pass down the floor to Cole Pritchard. Caleb Pritchard back up top to Pates. Pates trying to get it into Janacek. The big fella catches and scores. Casey Janacek with just the second two-point bucket of the quarter here for Pleasanton, and they're up 21-6. Litchfield trying to break the pressure. Long outlet pass. Get it to Schrock. Nat to the left-hand corner. Up top, Howard. He'll lower his head, throw up a left-hand runner. No good. Rebound brought down by number 14, Cole Pritchard. Already his fourth. Pleasanton stays on the run here. Up 21-6, putting a hurting from the three-point line on Litchfield here in the first quarter. Working around the perimeter, they'll kick it back out to Pates. They did not shoot the three at all well last night. They were 1 of 11 against Arapahoe, and that was a halftime buzzer beater from about 30 feet. And now an offensive foul going to be called on the Bulldogs. A push-off on Casey Janacek, trying to set a screen. Back in, Colin Janacek and Garrett Reese for Pleasanton. Adam Kuchera back in for Litchfield, along with Sam Reynolds. So I'm guessing Reese and Kuchera will pretty much always be on the floor at the same time, but when one gets a breather, the other one will probably come out shortly thereafter. Minute 30 to go in the first quarter. It's been all Pleasanton, up 21-6. Litchfield tries to lob it to Kuchera, and it's deflected out of bounds. Right now, Pleasanton is everywhere defensively. Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. And Howard will throw it in. Kuchera in the left-hand corner. Doesn't take the pass, instead to Schrock. Now back to Howard, which is well covered. They were trying to set him up for a three. Howard reverses it right side. Quick catch and shoot is Worley, and it is up. No good by Woolery. Kuchera offensive rebound. They're going to call for another charge. Reese flopped that time, and Kuchera trying to make a little room, and Adam with his second personal foul. And he has been held without a field goal. Minute 10 to go here in the first quarter, 21-6. And the basketball belongs to Pleasanton. Behind the back, Janacek into the paint. Collin partially blocked and still recovers and throws it up and in. Everything is going in right now, it seems like, for the Bulldogs. 23-6, under a minute to go in the quarter. Litchfield still in the backcourt. Howard finally breaks the pressure, gets it up to Sam Reynolds. Right baseline, gets away from the defender and hits the seven-footer. Sam Reynolds faked the pass. The defender bit. He squared back up and nailed the shot. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Janacek handling the ball. Left side of the key to the right side of the key to Pates. Down low to Reese. Back out to Pates. Pates comes up from a 15-footer. It's too strong. Rebound brought down by Tyson Howard. And Howard will push the ball up the floor. Howard brings it down the middle of the lane. A travel call on Howard. Fourth turnover for Litchfield. Litchfield, I think, is going to have to give a little more respect. Just let Kuchera take care of Reese. Of course, now he's got those two fouls. You got to come up and play the guards a little more. And with 15 seconds to go here in the quarter, Pleasanton's got a chance at the final shot. Colin Janacek works off the pick. Can't get the three away. Guarded by Reynolds. 8 seconds to go to Tolles. Left side. Here comes Pritchard. He's up and around. No good. Offensive rebound. Reese back up and in. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Kuchera could only stand there to try and slow down Cole Pritchard. And that allowed Reese to sneak in from behind and score. A quarter of a century put on the board here in the first quarter by the Bulldogs of Pleasanton. Pleasanton 25, Litchfield 8. It's the boys' championship game at the Pleasanton Holiday Tournament. And we're back with more in 1 minute.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Litchfield ball is start the second quarter of play, but they have trouble getting it in, and it's stolen away. And a three-pointer is up and in by Colin Janicek. It is a three-point feast for the Bulldogs. We'll give you some numbers in a moment. It is 28-8. Pleasanton by 20 as Litchfield's shot won't go, and the rebound brought down by Colin Janicek. A shocking start to this ball game, and Janicek dribbles into the double team. Out to Pace on the left wing. Kicks it back to Colin Janicek. Janicek tries to get it over the right side, and the ball is kicked. In the first quarter of play, turnovers, Litchfield 4, Pleasanton had 1. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 for Pleasanton, 2 of 4 for Litchfield. Three-point shooting, Litchfield was 0 of 1. Pleasanton was 5 of 6, and then they hit the first one of the second quarter. Three threes by Caleb Pritchard. Colin Janicek has a couple. He's got 10. Caleb Pritchard has 9, and it is 28-8. Well, with the first minute ticking away here in the second quarter. Here's Pace, right-hand corner, 16-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Caleb Secutera. Secutera gives it to Tyson Howard. Four players with 2 points here for Litchfield. And no field goals yet for Kuchera, who has 2 charging fouls. And Caleb Secutera will pick up the loose ball and hit his second bucket, 28-10. Janicek hustles it up the floor. The speed of Pleasanton is the difference, plus they're shooting well. Pates doesn't take the three, guarded by Howard. Down to Reese, try to double on him. Here comes Pritchard sneaking in from behind, and Cole will lay it up and in. Pleasanton really seeing the floor well, passing the ball extremely well. And the inbounds pass comes to Tyson Howard. Howard up the floor. They want to get that ball to Kuchera. He hardly has even touched the basketball here on the low block. Reynolds off the right side. He'll get a little running leader. No good. Rebound brought down by Garrett Reese. And Reese only scored 2 points himself. They've kind of negated each other. The big matchup we were looking for, Reese and Kuchera. The one big stat, Kuchera, 2 charging fouls, leaning into Reese on the offensive glass as Pritchard lays it underneath and up for a block shot at him. Kuchera has just been called for his 3rd foul on the shot attempt of Garrett Reese. And a frustrating night for Kuchera. We wanted to see him be able to play his game tonight, and he just picked up his 3rd foul. Reese to the line to shoot 2 free throws. First one no good. Garrett, not the best free throw shooter. And coming out of the ball game will be Kuchera. And Nat Schrock, a freshman, takes his place. So a big, big difference right there. On the other end, Tolles will come in for Pleasanton, and so will Casey Janicek. And coming out will be Pates and Cole Pritchard. Second free throw now coming up for Garrett Reese, who should have the rule of the roost now down in the paint with Kuchera on the bench. Free throw is up, and it is in. 3 points now for Reese, and it is 31-10. Pleasanton all over Litchfield, who is undefeated and driving down the baseline. A blocking foul going to be called on the Pleasanton Bulldogs, getting a hand on Sam Reynolds' hip. Foul is going to be on Garrett Reese. That'll be his 2nd. Janicek has 2. So a few fouls have been called on the Pleasanton post players. And at the line, Sam Reynolds missed 2 in the first quarter and misses the first one here. Into the ball game, John Kolsheen, a freshman. And with that 21-point lead, I think Coach Bill Giffen can afford to put John in with a couple of players with 2 fouls in the post. Second free throw, Reynolds is up, and it is in. So he'll get 1 of 2, and it's 31-11. Pleasanton with a 20-point lead. 5:45 to go in the second quarter. With it, Janicek handling the ball, working there on Danny Woolery. Gets it back over to Pritchard on the right side. He's got the hot hand. High post, Casey Janicek out to Collin for the 3. That one is no good. Rebound slapped out to the top of the circle and picked up by Woolery. Danny will push the ball up the floor, and Colin Janicek reaches in and commits the foul. That's his 2nd. And Pleasanton has had some problems with this before. Early foul trouble last night against Arapahoe. And Litchfield, with all kinds of time here in the second quarter, is going to be shooting free throws the rest of the half. And Woolery at the line to shoot a 1-1. Free throw is up. No good. It's not going to help Litchfield if they don't make them, though. And the rebound brought down by John Kolsheen. He'll hand it off there to Caleb Pritchard. Pritchard will bring it across the timeline, trying to work his way into the paint. The ball's loose. Picked up by Secutera, but he's on a knee. He needs some help, and he'll lop that up for Danny Woolery. Just the 2nd turnover for Pleasanton. Woolery into the front court, right side, picks the dribble up. Back out to Reynolds. And a hand check foul going to be called there on John Colsheen. Colsheen grabbed a little bit of the jersey, and that is the 10th foul on Pleasanton with 5 minutes to go in the half. Four have been called on Litchfield, and Reynolds is back to the line to shoot two. And the first one is up and in for the sophomore Sam Reynolds. Back into the ball game for Litchfield, Michael Heapy, and for Pleasanton, Austin Pates and Cole Pritchard. Toll stays out there, so does Caleb Pritchard and John Colsheen. Second free throw now for Sam Reynolds, and that's up and in. And Reynolds hits them both, so after missing his first three, he's hit three in a row, and it's 31-13 in favor of Pleasanton. Left wing, Pritchard. Again, the Pritchard combination, up and in, and a foul to go along with it. Cole will have a chance at a three-point play, the assist to Caleb. The foul will be called on Caleb Secutera, his first. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll recap the first half stats of this game. Look back at the girls' game that Pleasanton won 47-37. Coach Brenda Pate scheduled to join us as the free throw is up and in by Cole Pritchard. Five in the quarter, seven of the game. 34-13, a 21-point Pleasanton lead, and now a turnover for Litchfield. And an offensive foul called from the other side of the gym that time on Michael Heapy. So right back over it goes to the Bulldogs. 34-13. And Pace will put his head down, just fly down the middle of the lane, lay it up there, sits on the rim, no good. And the ball falls into the hands of Litchfield, but they're on the ground. And so a travel called, and Pleasanton will get the hold on to the basketball. Bulldogs ball underneath their own hoop. Box the lane off a couple of screens. Try to get it into Cole Pritchard. Low pass. Can't grab it clean. He does save it, but can't get a shot away. And out to Pates it goes. Litchfield in a man-to-man defense here. Pates the five-second count on. Trying to pick and roll there with Cole Sheen. Didn't throw it. Pates takes it back over from Pritchard. Backdoor cut. They get it into Pritchard. And a little layup that time from Cole. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Saved by Pleasanton. And another foul on just a circus shot that time by Caleb Pritchard. And the foul is going to be on Caleb Secutera, his second. Pleasanton is just quicker. That's the bottom line of this basketball game. They hit the threes because they were quicker, got to the spots, playing that full court press. And the free throw is up and in by Caleb Pritchard. He's got 10 points. And the second free throw now for Caleb Pritchard. On the way, and it is good. 11 points for Pritchard, 36-13 in favor of the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And Adam Kuchera is on the bench with three fouls for Litchfield. Caleb Secutera trying to find a guard to get it to, gets it to Woolery. Danny up front, Pates is just bodying him. That probably should be called, and now Woolery throws the basketball away. Litchfield six turnover. Pleasanton has it with Pritchard. That time, Cole to Caleb. Left-hand corner to Pates. Pull-up jumper from nine. It's good. And Litchfield coach Dan Bowling has not used a timeout. Used a 30 early in the first quarter when he thought Kuchera got robbed a couple of times. And now John Colsheen going to be called for a blocking foul as Reynolds trying to get around him. Second foul on Colsheen. Every foul is two free throws here for Litchfield, but they're so far behind right now that they're going to have to start playing some defense, getting some turnovers forced, and slow down Pleasanton. Sam Reynolds again is at the line. He's already 3-6, and the first one is up and in. Into the ball game now, Colin Janicek, Garrett Reese, and also Casey Janicek comes in for Pleasanton. Pates and Cole Pritchard will stay in, so four of the original five out there. Second free throw for Reynolds, up and in. So Sam hits them both. He's hit five in a row, 38-15 in favor of Pleasanton. And I think Pleasanton's run about every play here. Pates looks over to Coach Kiffin. What do you want me to run? Right now, and the answer is whatever, because whatever's working. Janicek steps back for three. That one's going to be short, and the ball goes out of bounds to Litchfield. Pleasanton hit their first five three-pointers and have hit one of their next four. So cooling down a little bit, Tyson Howard brings the ball across the timeline here for the Trojans. Struggling from the field right now. Howard between the circles, goes to the high post to Secutera, looks for the cutter, back out to Howard. Howard swings it on the right side of the key to Reynolds. Reynolds drives, and he's going to be fouled on the shot attempt by Casey Janicek, and that's going to be his third. Score update, Kearney Catholic girls have beaten Axtell 47-38 at Cope Gymnasium, 47-38. The boys will be coming up on ESPN 1460. Free throw by Reynolds is up and in. So Sam starting to settle down from the free throw line. And the second free throw on the way. And that one's off the mark, no good. Garrett Reese will pull down his fourth rebound. Up the floor they come, get it underneath. Reverse layup by Caleb Pritchard, no good. Rebound Reese, kicks it out to Pace. One-arm floater down the middle of the lane, up and in. Pace pretty good with one hand, giving himself some room with the left hand and getting that right hand with the ball, flipping it up and scoring. Michael Heapy with it right side. Finally has some room. Drives to the baseline. Contact, no whistle. Rebound, Secutera. Up, no good. Try for another board. It comes all the way out top to Cole Pritchard. Pritchard wants to run. He does not have numbers. Deflects it back out front. They'll get an open look at a three from Janicek. Colin can't get it to go. Backside rebound to Tyson Howard for the Trojans. 40-16 Pleasanton as Howard goes coast to coast and misses the runner. Offensive rebound. Secutera battles and scores. Caleb Secutera, 6 points, five rebounds. He's been the spark right now. Pates a quick jumper at the other end, up and in. My, oh, my. The best that Pleasanton has shot definitely all year. And they are on a roll here. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. Right now, Reynolds with the top of the circle, tries to drive left side of the key, puts the runner up, no good. And Reese just boxing out the Litchfield defender, Secutera, so he can't get to it. The ball goes out of bounds. Tolles back in for Pleasanton. Clay Weber is in, and here comes Brady Darby in with this ball game in control already for the Bulldogs. 42-18. Six threes in the ball game already by Pleasanton. 17 points in this quarter after a 25-point first quarter. And at the other end, we're going to get a jump ball called. Arrow points the way of Pleasanton as it got tied up with Weber in the lane. Litchfield basketball, or excuse me, Pleasanton basketball. Underneath the Litchfield hoop, get it into Pritchard, a one-hand jumper. A lot of one-hand jumpers. No good by Cole Pritchard. Ball saved, though, by Derek Tolles on the ground. Flips it out to Weber, and another chance here for the Bulldogs. Here comes Janicek, and he gets tripped out front. Caleb Pritchard will be fouled, and we're into the 1-1. The foul is going to be on number 44, Nat Schrock. And a 1-1 coming up for Caleb Pritchard. Trying to add to the lead. Up and in. Caleb now 3 of 3 at the line, has a dozen points, and hasn't hit a two-pointer yet. Three threes and three free throws. Now checking into the ballgame for Pleasanton, Caden Zwiener and Lucas Mills. Rare opportunity for some of these kids to see action in the first half. A minute and 11 to go before halftime. Second free throw is up, and it is too strong. And the rebound tipped into the hands of Tolles after there was a grab underneath. His shot won't go, and the rebound will be brought down by Caleb Secutera. Up the floor, Tyson Howard working on Weber to Reynolds on the baseline right side. He'll take the leaner on the right side. No good. Rebound brought down by Derek Tolles. 50 seconds to go here in the first half. 43-18 Pleasanton. Reynolds went for the steal. Couldn't quite get out of there with it. In the corner, Tolles. Pleasanton back out top. They'll get it to Mills. Reverse it left side. Weber drives the baseline. Puts the jumper up. No good. Rebound brought down by Howard. Up the floor comes Tyson Howard for Litchfield. 30 seconds to go on the half. Howard left side of the key. Works the circle. Back to the high post. Reynolds trying to open up the paint. But Kuchera's been on the bench with three fouls basically the whole second quarter. Reynolds hands it off to Heapy. Heapy left side, swings it to Howard. Back door wide open, but it goes through the hands that time of Schrock, and it's going to be turned over. Bulldogs have the basketball with 10 seconds to go. Long outlet pass, they get it to Pritchard. Caleb tries to make it to the baseline. Pull-up jumper from 10. That's the only thing that didn't go this half. And the rebound brought down by Litchfield, and we are at half. Well, the Litchfield Trojans came in thinking that they had a legitimate shot to beat a team that they just can't beat once in the last 20 years, and it looks like it's going to be once in 21 because they do play again in 2011. But what a shooting performance put on here by the Pleasanton Bulldogs in the first half. It's Pleasanton 43 and Litchfield 18. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM and KKPR.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the year. We only got a week left in 2010. This is the final basketball across the state for 2010. No practices, no games from Wednesday through Sunday, because of the NSAA five-day moratorium, which is fine. Pleasanton actually gets back into action Monday playing over at the Arapaho Tournament. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time during the holidays. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, the Pleasanton boys are shooting lights out. They lead Litchfield 43-18. Adam Kuchera has spent most of the half on the bench in foul trouble for the Trojans and has been limited to two free throws. Well, earlier tonight, we were across the street at the old gymnasium for a little nostalgia, and it was the girls' consolation game. Pleasanton and Litchfield battled in that. Pleasanton getting the win 47-37, and we're joined by head coach Brenda Pates. And Coach, congratulations on the win. As we talked about, both teams are looking for their first win. You've had the cupboard bare, basically, coming back in. Then Kelly Bauer gets hurt. She's been out the last couple three games. You've had a chance to see a couple teams to be competitive with, and finally tonight, the first one's always the hardest, and I guess you guys get over the hump tonight and win this ball game.
Yep, and that's, you know, I told the girls just kind of when I went in, I said, tonight, just go have fun. Relax, play ball, have fun. I said, you know, just do what you do, and I said, practice in this gym. I always love practicing here because you just play so well in here. I said, I want to see what you did that last Wednesday we were in this gym. Just go for it and do that. And I said, just relax and have some fun.
Kind of a different kind of pressure, I would think, for girls that hadn't been in this situation, or guys. You know that there are a few opportunities probably on the schedule to go out and get a few wins. And when you know that this is one of them, probably a little more tense. And it looked like Litchfield, they had that play set up, just go around the right side about five times to start off the ball game. And luckily for you guys, they missed three or four of those and didn't get off to a lead that maybe they could have had. And then it looked like your girls settled down.
Yep, that's, you know, I told them we got to make sure we take care of that. And, you know, we're playing man a little bit more this year. That I've, you know, in my whole career here, coaching man isn't one thing that we've been doing, but I got to attribute Coach Shoupe. He's been doing great and helping me with that. And they've been working hard, but, you know, we're still, you know, being a young team, we're working on lots of different things and trying to get things going.
In this day and age, if you can't handle the press, you're going to have some problems. You got some young kids. You don't have a tall player like the Zweeners. You've got a Zweener, but she's not 6'4" like,
yep,
you've been able to work with in the past. Talk about the progression when you don't have Kelly, who's handling the ball, that maybe makes a little more work on some of the other kids that haven't been used to doing that.
Yep, that's, and I kind of talked to Courtney Dow a little bit and said, you know, we need you to bring that ball up if we can, you know, and it's good. Mickey Aarons does a great job when she brings it up. Mallory Pates is able to do it. You know, even Brenna Siebert, you know, I don't mind her bringing up. Mariah's my only one mainly on the team that don't want to see her bring up sometimes, but she likes to do it. And, Nicole, they all can do, you know, a fairly good job, but we need that quarterback on the court and try to get Courtney to really focus in on that, you know, especially with Kelly out. And, you know, with those two in the game, I can have either one of them handle the ball and do well. But I know it's just take care of the ball is what we need to make sure we do.
We're chatting with Pleasanton girls coach Brenda Pates. They won it 47-37 over Litchfield tonight. Courtney Dowell had her for 13 points, 7 of those in the fourth quarter to help put it away. 11 points, 11 rebounds for Nicole Rasmussen. Mariah Zwiener hit 3 threes. It kind of gave you the lead there and extended it out from 4 points. And she seems to be a pretty pure shooter. For the folks that just joined us, I've seen Pleasanton play 3 times in the last week. And you can tell Nicole's a presence on the inside. You can tell Mariah not afraid to shoot the basketball. And you can tell that Courtney Dowell must run the 100 very fast.
Yes, Miss Courtney does have some speed. And I told her tonight, too, I just want you to go out and do. When you're doing things on the court, it makes, you know, the team just kind of rallies around that. Nick's been playing very hard inside. And, you know, back when she's a freshman, never thought that's probably where I would have her senior year. But she's doing an awesome job. And, yes, Mariah, and that kind of attributes to my big brother, Randy. When he coached her in junior high, he said she has a very pretty outside shot. So I want to attribute a little bit maybe to big brother that he kind of helped that along. But, yeah, she if she, her feet are set, she has a really pretty shot.
He coached a few years ago, didn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, now, I guess, where do we go from here? We know you go to Arapahoe. You're going to see them. That's going to be a tough challenge on Monday. And then either SEM or Hitchcock County SEM. Is a very good basketball team. I don't know much about Hitchcock County. You come back, you got Litchfield again right after the first of the year. What are you going to try and do with these girls when you come back from the break?
The main thing I told these girls this year, we have to see improvement every game. Last night was a little hairy in some situations, but, you know, I said let's come back and grow right where we're at. You know, the thing I guess we're going to focus on, just have fun, play ball, do the best you can, and go from there, and just enjoy and do what we can.
Well, have a great Christmas. Congratulations on the win tonight. That's got to make everything feel a little bit better.
Yes, it'll be a nice Christmas. So, thanks.
Brenda.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Brenda Pates, the girls' basketball coach at Pleasanton. They won it 47-37 here this evening. As we said, 13 points for Courtney Dowell, 11 for Mariah Zwiener, 11 points, 11 rebounds for Nicole Rasmussen. On the other side, plenty of players scored for Litchfield, but Kelsey Unick had the most with 9, and Taylor Picker had 6 points and 8 rebounds to lead Litchfield. Here in the boys' game at halftime, a surprising score, Pleasanton 43 and unbeaten Litchfield 18. We'll give you the numbers in a minute on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back to Pleasanton High School. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, and pretty good all the way around, obviously. Austin Pates, 9 points and a rebound. Cole Pritchard, 7 points, 5 rebounds. Caleb Pritchard's hit 3 threes. He's got 12 points and a rebound. Colin Janicek, 10 points and a rebound. Derek Coles, 3 rebounds. Garrett Reese, 3 points, 5 rebounds. John Colsheen had a rebound. And Casey Janicek, 2 points, 1 rebound. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. Free throw shooting 2 of 2 in the first, 5 of 7 in the second. 3-point shooting 5 of 6 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second, a turnover in each quarter. Pleasanton has 43 points, 18 rebounds, 7 out of 9 at the free throw line, 6 of 10 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, 2 fouls apiece on Colin Janicek, Garrett Reese, John Colsheen, and Casey Janicek has 3. For Litchfield, Danny Woolery has a rebound, Tyson Howard 4 rebounds, Caleb Secutera 6 points, 7 rebounds, Sam Reynolds 8 points, Matt Schrock 2 points, and Adam Kuchera 2 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. 18 points, 15 rebounds, 8 out of 13 at the free throw line, 0 of 1 from 3-point land, 1 block, 7 turnovers, and 5 and 1 Pleasanton leading Litchfield, who's 6-0 at the half, 43-18. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits. They're ready to go with the second half, so let's get into it. For Stacey Johns, our producer-engineer, I'm Doug Duda with you here at Pleasanton. Again, a thank you to Athletic Director Rick Westland and Ron Wymore for their over-the-top assistance here tonight as we bring you this doubleheader. Trying to get it to Kuchera, who has three fouls, and he'll spin and score. Got a little deeper on Garrett Reese. They cleaned up the lane a little bit, and Kuchera has his first bucket of the ball game to go along with a pair of first-quarter free throws. 43-20 is your score. Let's see if Litchfield can slow Pleasanton down. Down into Reese. Kick it out into the corner. They want to get it to Reese and have him challenge Kuchera with those three fouls. Right-hand wing, Janacek. Kick it out to Pritchard. Pritchard gets it into Reese. Reese, turnaround jumper over the top of Kuchera. Shot no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Cole Pritchard. Tries to get it out of there, and it's going to be taken away. Good job that whole time by Kuchera to just stand his ground, not reach. And here come the Litchfield Trojans with a right side attack. Danny Woolery lays it up and in. So Litchfield gets the first two buckets. Fast break the other way. Pace's runner no good. Reese will get the rebound. He'll put it up, and they just call Kuchera for his fourth personal foul, I believe. No, they did not. They're going to call that on his teammate, Tyson Howard. There would have been a near riot had that one been called on Kuchera. Two free throws, though, for Garrett Reese. And the first one is going to hit the front of the rim and go in. That was the first foul on Tyson Howard of the ball game. Second free throw now. Coming up for Reese. It's on the way and in. Reese now has hit 3 of 4 from the line tonight. 45-22. Pleasanton just underway here in the second half. Litchfield brings the ball across with Danny Woolery. Original five starters out there for both teams. Woolery, Howard, Secutera, Reynolds, and Kuchera for Litchfield. Howard off the pick, comes with a left-hand scoop shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Cole Pritchard, his seventh baseball pass. Pace can't handle it, out of bounds it goes. 5 of 4 for Pleasanton, Cole and Caleb Pritchard, Pace, Janacek, and Reese. Litchfield basketball, Pleasanton, no pressure this time. They drop back into a half-court man-to-man right down the middle and then dribbling it off a foot out of bounds, Danny Woolery, but it's off a Pleasanton foot. So Litchfield will maintain possession. Trojan basketball underneath their own hoop. Don't forget Axtell and Kearney Catholic currently playing on ESPN 1460. And the girls game, Kearney Catholic won 47-38. They got a little late start over there, so the boys just really getting going. We'll have an update in a bit. Right now, here's the drive by Woolery. No good. Over the top, Kuchera got the rebound and scored. Can't fight the natural instinct for Adam Kuchera right over the top of Reese. And he'll score 45-24. And at the other end, right back at him, Caleb Pritchard. 14 points. Rolls it over the front of the rim for the Deuce. 47-24. Woolery cross over there on Colin Janacek to Howard, who's guarded by Caleb Pritchard. Lob it down low. Secutera didn't catch it cleanly. Has to come out and grab it. Shot it anyway. No good. Garrett Reese pulls down his seventh rebound to Pace. Not running it quite as quickly here, but they will take a quick shot in the corner for three. It's no good by Caleb Pritchard. And the rebound brought down by Kuchera. Outlet pass, and it's going to be knocked away from behind by Pleasanton and out of bounds. Kuchera saw his man Woolery streaking down the court. And Litchfield will stack on the right side of the lane to throw it in. Out on the wing, they don't shoot the three very much, don't look to shoot it very much. And now instead of getting a shot, they're going to end up nearly throwing it away. Good save by Howard, though. And finally it is tipped away by Pace, and the steal is made. Eighth turnover for the Trojans. 5:15 to go here in the third quarter. 47-24 Pleasanton in the boys' championship game of the pre-holiday tournament. Left side of the key. Bulldogs go to the right side to Pates. Back over to Pritchard. Attacks the middle of the lane. Good give off that time to Reese, who lays it up and in. Ran the offense to perfection that time for the Bulldogs. And when you run it like you're supposed to, you get easy buckets, and that's exactly what the Bulldogs are doing. For the Litchfield Trojans, they're trying to do it more one-on-one. Kuchera outside the paint, right side. Free throw line, Secutera. Jumper no good. Ball is picked up by Garrett Reese, who continues to rule the paint. Janacek up in the front court. Skip pass left side to Pace. Back in the right-hand corner, Janacek calling for three. That's too strong. And the ball going to be knocked out of bounds, and they're just going to call a foul here on Cole Pritchard because he crashed down the lane. I'm not really sure that that was much of a foul, but they've been doing it so much tonight that I think they felt obligated to blow the whistle on Pleasanton. Couple subs in for the Trojans, Michael Heapy and Nat Schrock. Freshman had to play a little bit more there in the first half with Kuchera in foul trouble. And a tripping foul going to be called on the Pleasanton Bulldogs, getting the legs tangled up over there as Heapy trying to go around Janacek, and Collin with his third personal foul. That'll be the second foul of the half. So he's got three, and Casey Janacek has three. And it's Litchfield ball underneath their own hoop. Again, everybody out around half court. They give it to Howard, right corner for three, and he hits it. Tyson Howard with his first bucket of the ball game, and it's a three-pointer from the right-hand corner. Pass break the other way. The runner is no good by Pritchard. Off the miss of Caleb Pritchard. The rebound brought down by Schrock. He'll get it into the hands of Howard. Across the timeline, back to Schrock. Try to get it down low to Secutera. The ball tipped. Fought for, picked up Schrock. Boy, they're letting them bang off each other, and the ball is picked up here by the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Up the floor comes Colin Janacek. Over on the right wing to Caleb Pritchard. He passes up the three. Rotated to Pace, left side. He's on the weak side here, one-on-one against Howard. And going for the steal, a foul on Secutera, running up on Caleb Pritchard. Caleb Secutera with his third personal foul, so Secutera and Kuchera each have three. Here for the Litchfield Trojans. 3:43 to go, third quarter, 49-27 Pleasanton. They were up 43-18 at the half. Pleasanton ball. Derek Tolles is in, takes it between the circles. Left-hand corner to Casey Janacek, who's also in. Up top to Pritchard. Back over to Janacek. You've got a bunch of Pritchards and Janaceks on this Pleasanton team. Into Reese, double team. Up top to Colin Janacek. Over to Caleb Pritchard, who's still in the ballgame. Cole's out. Oh, a shove down low, and the official saw it. Colin Janacek just absolutely two-hand shoved Nat Schrock, and the official was all over that, and Colin Janacek with his fourth personal foul. And Colin, the junior, who's played a lot of basketball, he's smarter than that, just kind of lost his head there for a minute, and he's going to have to go to the bench, and Austin Pates will come back in. Can Litchfield take advantage? Slowly cutting into that huge deficit. A bucket here would get him a little closer, but they overthrow the 6'6 Kuchera, and turnover number 10 in the ball game for Litchfield. Just four for Pleasanton, and Pates brings it across right side. Into the corner to Pritchard. On the low post, they get it to Reese. Tries to get up and under Kuchera. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Secutera. Caleb has a game high eight here. Off to Howard. Howard sees a seam. Runner off the glass. Won't go, and they're going to call over the back here on Litchfield. Over the back foul on Schrock, his second. And Pleasanton wants to sub back in Cole Pritchard and give Caleb a breather. So you've got Cole Pritchard along with Pates, Tolles, Reese, and the big Casey Janacek, 6'3 senior, the tallest guy on the floor. We'll set Litchfield here for you in a second, but Pates brings it up off a couple of picks left side, stops left-hand corner, 16-footer, short off the iron. Kuchera will yank down his sixth rebound. Off to Howard. Schrock's out there. They get it to him underneath the hoop, and he scores. Nice pass from Howard, and the layup is made. And then we got a whistle. Got a whistle here. It looks like one of the guys threw the ball away after he made the bucket, so a delay of game. Next time that happens, if you make the bucket and it's your team that just made it and you grab it and throw it away so that the other team can't get the fast break, they're going to warn you. The second time, they're going to call a technical. 49-29. Litchfield's taking 5 points off the halftime lead. Heapy is in there. Kuchera, Howard, Schrock, and Secutera, the five on the floor for Litchfield. And they throw it right to Schrock, and then Tolles got caught up with him and is called for the foul. Not much Derek Tolles could do on that one. They threw it right to Schrock. Tolles was going for it, but Schrock caught it. And that'll be the second foul on Tolles. Pates out, and Caleb Pritchard back in for Pleasanton. So Litchfield could get it under 20 here with 2:10 to go in the quarter. They've held Pleasanton to just 5 or 6 points here in the second half. Howard got caught up and walked with the basketball. Tried to weave his way around the defender on the right side of the key and split the double team. And as he went in between the double team, he stubbed his toe and ended up walking with the basketball. Fourth turnover of the quarter for the Trojans. Pritchard brings it up, pulls up from 13. No good that time for Caleb. And the rebound brought down by Tyson Howard. Howard up the floor. Numbers aren't quite there. Kicks it out of the wing. And look at the leaping ability that time by Cole Pritchard to deflect the pass away that Heapy was trying to get inside to Kuchera. 49-29 Pleasanton, 1:46 to go, third quarter. Litchfield ball on the baseline. Lob it out on the left wing. Get it to Heapy, to Kuchera. They just basically triple-team him to Howard. Left-hand corner, the three is no good. Rebound, Cole Pritchard. How about 9 boards already for Cole Pritchard? The kid can jump out of the gym, but now he is handling the basketball and ends up traveling with it. So one good, kind of even out there by one bad, the turnover. Pates right back in. He's been popping up and down off that bench a bunch here in the second half. Again, earlier tonight in the girls' game, which was a consolation game, a battle of winless teams, Pleasanton got their first win over Litchfield's girls, 47-37. Schrock down to Kuchera. He's double-teamed to the free-throw line. The jumper is going to be in and out for Heapy. No good. Offensive rebound. Sekutera fights for it. His shot is blocked by Casey Janicek and will come the other way. Up the floor to Pates. Pates to the right-hand corner. They sag off him. Doesn't want the three. Bounce pass to the baseline. Around Kuchera. Got it to Reese and Garrett. Off the glass and in. Good patience that time again by the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And a minute to go here. Contact at the other end. Pates goes flying. No call. Sekutera from the free throw line. He'll score. Caleb with 8 points in the ball game as Litchfield trying to keep pace here with the Bulldogs in the second half. A pull-up jumper off the glass is Caleb Pritchard's 16th point of the ball game. Now the pace picking up again with 40 seconds to go here in quarter number three. We'll have a Kearney Catholic Axtell boys update in just a moment. Howard up top to Sekutera. Back over to Howard. Guarded there by Pritchard. Comes to the baseline and a travel called on Litchfield. Kearney Catholic girls tonight beat Axtell 47-38, and just into the second quarter, 6 minutes to go, first half, Kearney Catholic lead the Axtell boys 21-10. Here we have 20 seconds to go in the third quarter, 53-31 Pleasanton, and they've got the ball. Pates over the left wing to Pritchard. Back out Pates between the circles, 15 seconds trying to get that last shot. Cole Pritchard back to Pates to Cole. Posting up Reese, and the bounce pass is wide of him and out of bounds. Pleasanton turnover. John Colsheen in for the last 7 seconds here of the quarter. Full court pressure going to be put on here by Pleasanton. Litchfield hoping to get a shot away and connect on a bucket in the final 7 seconds. Heapy will lob it in. Got it to Howard, and Howard got behind his defender. Howard's going to bring it all the way down. Spin move, kicks it out for a three at the horn, and it is off the iron by Heapy. No good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play here in the boys' championship game of the Pleasanton Pre-Holiday Tournament. The Pleasanton Bulldogs 53 and the Litchfield Trojans 31. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Pleasanton will get the ball to start the fourth quarter on their way to a 6-1 start. And Litchfield looks like they're going to suffer their first loss of the year. The three-pointer by Pritchard is no good, but it's rebounded by Brother Cole, who puts it up and in. Kept alive by Reese. Cole Pritchard, 9 points, 10 rebounds, and the lead is back up to 24 at 55-31. But after making their first 5 threes, as we said, Pleasanton would cool down, and they have. Here's a give-and-go Kuchera to Reynolds. Reynolds can't get the short jumper to go, and another rebound for Cole Pritchard. In fact, I've got Pleasanton 6 of 13 from the three-point line. They made 6 of their first 7. They've missed 6 in a row. For Litchfield, they're 1 of 4. They are led in scoring by Secutera and by Reynolds. But there's another three to open things up. And that'll make it 57, or another jumper. It's just a two. Make it 57-31. And now the largest lead, 26 for Pleasanton. Litchfield with the ball. Up top they'll go into the hands of Cole Pritchard. Pritchard swings it over to the right side. Back up top they'll go to Secutera. Secutera holds the ball, looks for Reynolds. Reynolds, couple of dribbles. Bounce pass inside Kuchera. Kuchera now with three fouls, maybe can get a little aggressive again. He's had to be careful the whole third quarter. Good defense here by the Bulldogs. Up top, Howard. Minute and a half is run off the clock. Howard, left side of the key. Fadeaway jumper from 15. It's too strong. And Garrett Reese has his ninth rebound. Hands it off on the left wing to Pates, who brings it across the timeline. Up top they'll go to Colin Janicek, who has four fouls. To Pates for three. Barely got to the front of the rim. And Kuchera will have his seventh rebound. 6.7 boards for Adam Kuchera under his average of the year. Really taken out of the ball game with some early fouls. They're trying to find him on the low post, but Reese just keeps pushing him out of the paint. Kuchera's going to try an eight-footer over Reese. No good. Garrett with the board. Two different players and double-digit rebounds for Pleasanton. Transition three, Caleb Pritchard is good. 19 game-high points for Pritchard, and Caleb has four threes in the basketball game. 59-31, but again, they put that up as a two. And a steal, and at the other end, Pritchard will put it up no good. Rebound brought down by Reynolds, who quickly gives it off to Tyson Howard. So I guess they say it was just a two. Boy, that looked like it was easily a three. Lob it into Kuchera. Adam, fade away in the paint, up and in from 9 feet. Adam Kuchera with 8 points in the ball game, and the first points of the fourth quarter for Litchfield come at the 5-10 mark. Janicek around a defender. Collin gives it into the right-hand corner to Austin Pates, who's double-teamed. Wrap around to Reese. They'll reverse it quickly over to Cole Pritchard. Caleb back to Janicek. Now Cole in the paint. Hands it off to Reese. Reese gets it on the backside, and he is going to be fouled underneath by Kuchera. Adam Kuchera with his fourth personal foul. 14 fouls on each squad here in the second half. And Garrett Reese will go to the line. Pleasanton has done a surprisingly good job at the line tonight. They're 9 of 11. Litchfield, 8 of 13, all in the first half. First free throw by Reese, short. And we've got a whole bunch of new faces coming in. Weber, Tolles, and Casey Janicek for Pleasanton. Heapy's in for Litchfield. Also in for Litchfield for the first time, Austin Kramer. And Schrock's back in there. Second free throw now coming up for Garrett Reese. It's on the way, and it is too strong. Ball tipped out of bounds. Casey Janicek going over the top to try and deflect it. And Litchfield will have the basketball. Looking to throw the ball in will be Michael Heapy. Full court pressure. They will get it in to Austin Kramer. Back to Heapy. Reynolds is out there. So's Kuchera and Schrock, the five on the floor for the Trojans. Heapy into the front court. Takes it over to the right wing. 59-33. Pleasanton, get it down to Kuchera. He leans in, missed it that time. Fight for the loose ball, and it's run down there by Austin Kramer. Kramer will hand it off to Sam Reynolds. Reynolds still in the right wing, dribbles into the corner, guarded by Weber, lobs it into Kuchera, double team, puts it on the floor, fade away. The big fella can't get it to go. Defensive rebound, Colin Janicek. Janicek wants to run all the way down, hands it off to Tolles, lays it up and in. Derek Tolles on the two-on-one, scores, and it's 63, 4 minutes to go. Litchfield basketball. They've had trouble scoring here in the fourth quarter. Pleasanton was held down for most of the third quarter. And here's a nice pass from Kuchera underneath to Reynolds. Reynolds will be fouled on the shot attempt. And Sam has been at the line a lot. 6 of his 8 points are from the charity stripe. He's 6 of 10 from the line here in the ball game. The rest of the team is 2 of 3. And the foul on Clay Weber, his first. Two free throws, and the first one is up and in for Reynolds. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show will have all the final stats, the chat with the coach. So keep it here. Caden Zwiener is in for Pleasanton, and so is John Colsheen. Second free throw now. Reynolds is up, and it is in. So Sam into double figures with 10 points. 61-35 Pleasanton in for Litchfield, Ricky Magner, a 6-foot junior. will come in for the Trojans. Litchfield heads to Arcadia for their holiday tournament. They'll play the host next week. Same story for Pleasanton. They're at Arapahoe to play the host. Clay Weber, the lefty, fires the three away. It's going to be no good. Long rebound all the way into the back court. No one ever grabbed it. And they're going to say it was last touch by Litchfield. Once again, Doug Duda along with Stacy Johns, our producer back at the studio, want to thank you for all of your help in helping broadcast the ball game tonight to all the fine sponsors. Sure appreciate it. And now an over and back is going to go against the Pleasanton Bulldogs. First turnover of the fourth quarter. Wish you and yours the merriest of Christmas. It's the final sporting event as we head into the holiday break. Plus, ESPN Radio will have plenty of bowl action for you as the ball is kicked out of bounds. Halftime score from the Beefo Brady's Bowl. Louisville and Southern Miss are knotted up at 21 at halftime. Also, Kearney Catholic Axtell boys playing on ESPN 1460 as the three-pointer is too strong by Nat Schrock. The rebound is run down there by Heapy, and they'll get it in the lane, and the shot is up and in by Sam Reynolds. He's got a dozen points in the basketball game, 61-37. And back into the offensive front court. Give and go to Tolles, and he ended up traveling with a basketball. He wasn't expecting Colsheen to fire it right back at him. But Pleasanton taking care of the basketball pretty much like we used to see him do. Single digits in turnovers, only the eighth of the ball game. Last couple that they've done, we've seen them with 20 or more. They had a few last night against Arapahoe. Austin Pates with it, gets it down to the low block, turns and kicks it back out. Into the paint they go to Kramer on the high post, reverse it quickly. Nothing there for Schrock. Back over on the wing to Reynolds. Reynolds to the baseline. Lost his dribble. Needs some help, throws it out top to Heapy. 17-footer off the mark, no good. And the ball will be picked up by Casey Janacek. 2.5 to go, 61-37 Pleasanton. They were up 25-8 at the end of one, and it's never been closer. Jumper in the corner is going to be off the mark there for the Bulldogs, and out of bounds it goes. Off the miss of Zwiener. Into the ball game, Lucas Mills. And also in for Pleasanton, Brady Darby will check in. And checking out Tolles and Casey Janacek. Litchfield ball here with 2:20 to go. Pleasanton pulls the pressure off. They'll pick him up in the front court. That Schrock, the freshman, right to left, tries to dump it inside to his teammate Ricky Magner, and it's over his head. Turnover Litchfield, 14th of the game. Weber brings it up to Mills. Mills, skip pass left side, gets it to Zwiener. Playing around the perimeter, Weber, bounce pass right side. Mills, back out to Clay, 2 minutes to go. Looking inside, Litchfield's packing in the zone, so they'll give it over on the left wing. Zwiener's 15-footer is no good. Rebound to Michael Heapy. Litchfield wants to run. The numbers aren't there. Sam Reynolds, right side, backing up for the three. Heapy, and got it. Michael Heapy, his first bucket of the ball game, and it's a three-pointer. 61-40 Pleasanton, a minute 35 to go. At the other end, Mills has it on the right wing. They sag. He shoots the three, and it's too strong. Rebound fought for, picked up by the Bulldogs, and it's going to be Brady Darby with an offensive putback, his first bucket of the ball game. Minute 20 to go. Across the timeline, Sam Reynolds stops on the wing, looking to get it down on the block to Austin Kramer. Too much traffic, and the pass is a little farther than he can reach out and grab it. Turnover, Litchfield. 1:12 to go, and Jason Nichols waiting to check in now for Pleasanton. Mills with it on the right side of the key. Throws through to Zwiener. Open 10-footer. And that time, Caden knocks it down. His first bucket, 65-40. A minute to go. Up the floor with it. Is going to be Schrock for Litchfield. Gives it off to Kramer. 12-footer, no good. Rebound pulled down by John Colsheen. 45 seconds to go. Off to Clay Weber. Weber across the timeline. Pleasanton wants a timeout so that they can get some kids into the ball game. That's the only reason. We'll take it with them. A 30-second timeout. 42 seconds to go in the game. Pleasanton 65, Litchfield 40. We'll be right back.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits. 42 seconds to go in the game. Jason Nichols is in for Pleasanton. Also, Alex Chauncey got into the ball game. Up top, Lucas Mills with it. Swings it right side to Caden Zwiener. He tries the three. It's off the mark. No good. But a rebound put back up and in by Jason Nichols. Nichols gets in, and Nichols scores. 67-40 with 28 seconds to go. Litchfield into the front court with it. That's Nat Schrock. Swings it over to Heapy. Heapy to the free throw line. Lobs it into Kramer. It's deflected. Picked up by Schrock. No good. Offensive rebound put back up once. No good. Twice. And then we get a jump ball. And the arrow is going to point the way of the Trojans. Austin Kramer was in there battling for that rebound a whole bunch of times. 10 seconds left. Inbounds pass deflected. Loose. Still on the floor. Clock continues to run. Another jump. This time it's going to go to Pleasanton. And with 6 seconds to go, all they have to do is inbound it. Of course, with all the young kids in there, somebody going to want to get a shot away. Nichols hustles it up the floor, lobs it up the floor, trying to throw it up at the horn, and throwing it too strong is going to be Caden Zwiener, and that's the end of the basketball game. But it was all Pleasanton all night. They got out of the gate hitting five in a row from beyond the arc, 5 3-pointers to start the game, jumped out to a 17-2 lead, I believe it was 15-2 lead, and they end up winning the basketball game by a score of 67-40 over the Litchfield Trojans. Both teams will be 6-1 on the season. Litchfield will head to Arcadia for a holiday tournament. That's coming up. And for Pleasanton, they head to Arapahoe next Monday for their holiday tournament. We'll be back on the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats and a chat with the coach right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
And welcome back. Time for the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com. Let's take a look at the final stats as we tell you that tonight's game, as always, helped sponsored by Misco Sports. Still got great Christmas gifts for you, folks. Men's college hoodies, NFL hoodies, 25% off. They've got Husker T-shirts, sweatshirts for men, women, and children. Husker apparel right now is all 20% off. Whatever the brand name is, Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, you know it's going to be quality, and you're going to get top-line clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel. At Misco Sports, they're open till 8 tonight, which is past, Wednesday and Thursday, and then open until 2 on Friday afternoon, Christmas Eve. Wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays. Let's take a look at the final numbers here for Litchfield. Michael Heapy had 3 points, 2 rebounds. Danny Woolery had 2 points, 1 rebound. Tyson Howard hit a three-pointer, and he had 5 rebounds. Ricky Magner had a rebound. Caleb Secutera, 8 points at a team-high, 9 rebounds. Sam Reynolds led the team in scoring with 12 points. He made 8 free throws tonight in the ball game, or 7 free throws. Let's see, no, 8 free throws, 12 points, 1 rebound. Austin Kramer, 3 rebounds. Nat Schrock, 4 points and a rebound. And Adam Kuchera, who was in foul trouble all night long, ends up with 8 points, 7 rebounds, and 1 block. 15 rebounds in each half, free throw shooting, 8 of 13 in the first half, 2 of 2 in the second half, 3-point shooting for Litchfield, 0 of 1 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half, turnovers, 7 of the first half, 9 in the second half. Litchfield had 18 points at halftime. They scored 22 in the second half and finished with 40 points, 30 rebounds, 10 out of 15 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from three-point land, 1 block and 16 turnovers. Litchfield will fall to 6-1 on the season. Up next for Litchfield, they head to Arcadia for their holiday tournament, which is next Tuesday and Wednesday. Arcadia will play Litchfield, the girls at 5, the boys at 7. The other side of the bracket is Loup County and Sandhills Thedford, a pair of teams that Litchfield has already played and beaten this year. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for the Pleasanton Bulldogs right after this timeout on the Mexico Sports Postgame Show.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Welcome back to Pleasanton, and as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. It is time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show to continue with our look at the numbers we had for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. A lot of kids got in. A lot of kids got in early tonight, and that's always a good sign if you're on the winning side of the scoreboard tonight. And a total of 10 players, it looks like, scored for Pleasanton. Jason Nichols, 2 points and a rebound. Austin Pates, 9 points, all in the first half, and a rebound. Cole Pritchard, double-double, 11 points, 11 rebounds. Caleb Pritchard was the game's leading scorer tonight. He hit three threes to get it going in the first quarter and ended up with 18 points, one rebound. Colin Janicek, 10 points, all in the first half, two rebounds. Derek Tolles, 2 points, three rebounds. Brady Darby, 2 points, two rebounds. Garrett Reese, 9 points, 10 rebounds. John Colsheen, two rebounds. Casey Janicek, 2 points, two rebounds, and one blocked shot. I had Pleasanton for 18 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second. Free throw shooting, 7 of 9 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half of play. Three-point shooting, Pleasanton started red hot and then kind of looked like the team we saw last night against Arapahoe, ice cold. They hit 5 of their first 5 shots. They hit 6 of their first 7 threes, and then they didn't hit another one after that, although it looked like there was a couple that were threes that were called twos, so I guess we'll see how they put that down when they review the tape. But 6 of 10 of the first half and 0 of 7 of the second half. Turnovers for Pleasanton, 2 in the first half, 6 in the second half of play. For the Bulldogs, they went lights out in the first half with 43 points. Second half, just 24, but played everybody, and it was a much more even ball game in the second half. Pleasanton, 67 points, 35 rebounds, 9 out of 13 at the free throw line, 6 of 17 from three-point land after making 6 of their first 7. One block shot, 8 turnovers, and Pleasanton improves to 6-1 with a 67-40 win over previously unbeaten Litchfield. Up next for Pleasanton, they get that rematch with Arapahoe at Arapahoe next Monday. That ought to be a heck of a ball game. SEM and Hitchcock County are playing in the other semifinal, and Coach Bill Giffen joins us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Coach, no doubter, we talked about in the pregame, we talked a little bit yesterday, the styles were going to be contrasting. Get it to Kuchera for Litchfield, slow the game down. You guys tried to get it to Garrett to see what he could do in the first minute, a couple times down there, but you're going to have to hit the outside shots, and man, you come out 15-2, and if you can get on top of a team that's not going to run with you, it makes it doubly tough, and you guys just put it away in the first quarter tonight.
Yeah, you know, talk about having a good start, and from the get-go, you know, and we did, and we hit some shots. Guys got their feet underneath them. You know, they were three-pointers, but there's difference in three-pointers, you know, if you chuck it up or if you get your feet underneath you. And we've had some people put some gym time in, and they're improving.
Well, I was surprised a little bit the way that that game went last night. We knew that the Bertrand-Litchfield game was a slower tempo game. We shouldn't have exerted as much energy as you and Arapaho did last night in the battle that you put on, but the kids didn't show any signs of that in the first half tonight.
Yeah, you're always concerned about that. Four games in 5 days, and I still made them do chemistry today. So you are concerned about that, but they really, you know, we had some legs, and you get some energy from that great start, and the adrenaline flows, and that's a difference maker. But yeah, we had a heck of a start, and that was a good win.
Bill, we mentioned it a couple of times, and we kind of heard it in the last 24 hours. Wow, Litchfield just never beats Pleasanton. We play them every year, and of course the program here has been so great, and the number was thrown out like Litchfield's beat Pleasanton once in 20 plus years. I'm guessing that probably seeps through. The kids are hearing, wait a minute, they think they got a chance this year, and maybe caught the kids' eyes a little bit. Did you notice that at all in school today?
Well, you know, there's a friendly rivalry off the court, and maybe not so friendly on, but, you know, like we mentioned last night, there's some great kids from Litchfield, and our kids are good friends with a lot of them. But, you know, you come into whoever's gym you're going into, and it's a rivalry. And that one loss to them was my first year. So, you know, if you got 20 years and you got three coaches and you're the one with the loss, you kind of
don't want to let it happen again.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Giffen, Pleasanton boys coach, with us for just another minute. You're going to have to negate Adam Kuchera. Adam kind of did it to himself tonight. I know the first one he lowered the shoulder, the second one whatever, but he gets two quick charges right off the bat trying to clear space, especially when you're already down. He knows he's the man that's got to make something happen, and he just was not much of a factor in the game tonight.
Yeah, you know, again, we had a great start, and he had a bad start along with Litchfield, and they battled back. You got to give them credit, and they're competitors, and you expected that. And, you know, we'll play them at least one more time. They're in our sub-district. So that's a battle. You know, it's not the war yet, I guess, but we'll sure take it.
Well, I'm guessing a game like this, neither team had to show a whole lot of what was deep in the bag, and both teams will get better by the time you guys meet again. The last game of the regular season, as you said, then you're going to turn around and, I'm guessing, see each other the very next week in that sub-district. So great way to go into the holidays. You get some time off to rest, but then hard to say what kids do. They show up in the gym on their own, I know, when you don't get to practice. But what's the procedure for Monday when you have to come right back without an organized practice and go over to Arapaho, who I know is going to be waiting for you?
Well, you just, like first quarter, you just got to play ball, you know. And these kids love to play ball, so you go on that, you know. And I know they'll see gym time or somewhere in the driveway, you know. And if they don't die during that time, I mean, you look at Austin Pates and his family. I mean, that you can't have a better pickup game than that if you can survive it with all those guys. So I think we'll be ready. We'll be ready.
Well, Coach, we will let you go. We'll let you get through another day of class or half day, whatever it is tomorrow, and then off to the holidays. So Merry Christmas to you and yours, and we'll see you again soon. Great win tonight.
Yeah, thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, buddy. Bill Giffen, head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs. We'll wrap it up after this 30-second break of the Bisco Sports Postgame Show.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
You've been listening to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Merry Christmas to you and yours from Bisco Sports. On the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center again, if you need that last-minute Christmas gift, they'll hook you up. Open late the next two nights and until 2 coming up on Friday. Well, from all of us here at Classic Hits 98.9, ESPN Radio, and Platte River Radio, we remind you that Kearney Catholic and Axtell boys are still playing over on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic girls won earlier tonight. Pleasanton girls got their first win tonight, 47-37 over Litchfield. 13 points for Courtney Dowell, 11 points and 11 rebounds. Nicole Rasmussen, Mariah Zwiener also had 11. And here in the boys' game, 18 points for Caleb Pritchard to lead Pleasanton to a 67-40 win over Litchfield. We'll be at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament next Monday and Tuesday with Ravenna over to Loup City and Centura's boys, and then Amherst Holiday Tournament with Kearney Catholic, Ainsworth, and North Platte St. Pat's. Until then, have a great Christmas, everyone. This is Doug Duda for our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, saying good night from Pleasanton.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.